Good morning. You really slept in today. Breakfast will be ready in just a little bit. Coffee is already made. Here, let me pour you a cup. What am I doing here? I'm your girlfriend, silly. It's Valentine's Day. We're going to be spending the whole day together. And I wanted to start the day off right by preparing you a good breakfast. No, you're not dreaming. Though, do you dream about me often? Alright, fine. I'll be serious. So, I was talking with some of the girls the other day. Your sister was there, and I was just saying to them that I wasn't looking forward to Valentine's Day. I'm not seeing anyone. And I really like having someone to take care of. So Valentine's Day this year wasn't going to be a fun time for me. Well, your sister started talking about you. Yes, we talk about you sometimes. You mean a lot to her. Anyway, she's been worried about you ever since you broke up with your girlfriend. You just seem down all the time. I've noticed it too. Your sister was saying that she thought Valentine's Day would be especially hard for you as well this year. So, we started talking, and some of us were drinking a little, and, well, if I were your girlfriend, just for today, then we'd be solving two problems at once. So, that's the truth. That's why I'm here. I didn't break into your house. Your sister gave me the key. See? So she knows all about this. She thought it'd be a good idea. Be good for you. No, shut up. This isn't weird. It's... think of it like bringing a friend as your date to a wedding. Or going dancing with a friend. Sometimes there are things people do as a couple. And if you don't have a romantic partner, well, you can always do it with a friend. It's like that. Going to a wedding alone is boring, so you bring a friend as a date. Dancing alone isn't fun, so you dance with a friend. And so, maybe on Valentine's Day, your friend can be your girlfriend. Just for a day. I know I'm closer with your sister than you, but, well, we're still friends, right? Friends take care of one another. You don't have to be weird about this. Come on. Please. Otherwise, we'll both just have a sad Valentine's Day. Don't do that to me. And I'm almost done with breakfast. Do you really want me to stop? Good. I knew you'd say yes. Let me just finish with this. Sit down at the counter and drink your coffee while you wait. What are you doing? You staring at my back as I make food? Oh, you're just thinking that you don't normally see me in skirts. Yeah, it's not my usual style, but I don't know. It seemed appropriate if I was going to surprise you with breakfast in the kitchen as your Valentine's Day girlfriend. You're still staring at me. You can't still be surprised that I'm wearing a skirt. Or, wait. Were you staring at my butt? It's okay. I'm your girlfriend for the day. So I guess that's nothing to be ashamed of. That's just what boyfriends do. But you only have permission for today. Got it? Though, now that I know you're watching, maybe I should start swaying my hips a little more. Do you like that? I do dance around in the kitchen a lot anyway. Oh, what are you? You can't just come up behind a girl and grab her by the hips. Okay, you're right. I am your girlfriend for today, and I did say that there's nothing wrong with friends dancing with friends. And that's all we're doing. Just two friends dancing in the kitchen. Is that... Do you have an erection? No, it's fine. It's just your body responding to my body. It's just what happens when a girl is grinding herself against a guy. As your friend, it wouldn't be right of me to judge you for something that it's totally natural. After all, my body is responding to yours as well. You just can't see it. Yes, really, you have an erection, and that's nothing for me to judge you over. So you wouldn't judge me if I were to reach my hand under my dress, push my underwear to the side, and bring my hand back up to show you that my body is reacting to you as well. Do you see how it sticks to my fingers? How it stretches from one finger to another when I spread my hand? I'm just showing you this so that you don't feel embarrassed. I just wanted to show you that you having an erection is normal. And this is normal for me too. I'm sorry that was too much. Oh! You just showed my fingers in your mouth. You can't... But... That... Oh my gosh! I got so distracted. I think I burnt breakfast. Fuck, oh my god. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. What? No, not just because I burnt the food. I just really fucked up. Didn't I? Oh my gosh, this was a bad idea. Fuck, this really was a weird thing to do. I'm such a freak. What am I going to tell your sister? She's the one who gave me the key to come in here. And if she knew that this was supposed to just be a funny and friendly thing. Oh my gosh. And instead I turn you on and show my fingers out my fucking vagina. And then I ruin breakfast. I should go. I really... Thank you. I've just been really stressed lately and sometimes start spiraling. You didn't have to do that though. You shouldn't have to do things you don't want to do just to comfort me. I can't just leave. We don't have to tell anyone and we can fork. Oh, what? Why are you putting me on your counter? Wait. Before you take them off me, I really wasn't expecting this. I wasn't planning this. I haven't shaved or like anything and I just don't want you to be disappointed. You don't mind? Then I don't mind either. I guess I'm happy to have burnt breakfast if... instead... With your mouth... You do... This... I'm sorry, you shouldn't grab your head like that. I don't mean to shove your head into me. It's just a reflex. I can't. Come on. Kiss me. You taste like me and... Oh my gosh. You have my hair in your mouth. That's so embarrassing, I... Get your pants off, please. I can do this. It's fine. Start out slow, okay? I will... I haven't for a while, and... I'm sorry. For messing things up. And making... things messy between us, but I really... I'll stop apologizing. Don't get off on me, okay? I mean, I like making you food, but I don't want to be barefoot and pregnant in the kitchen, okay? Help me take my breast out. Yeah. I want you to bite them. Oh God, so good. I can tell you're getting close. You're thrusting harder and biting and sucking at my breast with more vigor. Just not in me. Remember that, okay? I'm going to. Thank you. Okay. Pull out of me. Now help me get down from here. Shh, no. Just stand there. I get down. I want you to do it on my breasts. Here, now kill you. You slide yourself between them. Yes. Oh, yeah. I'm going to fuck you, baby. Yeah. Come on. Please, give it. Give it to me, please. Oh, God. Oh, yeah. Oh, you hit my face. You're still going. Oh, my gosh. Oh, it's dripping all over me. I know I'm covered in your this, but can I kiss you again anyway? Thank you. I still don't know what I'm going to tell your sister or any of our friends, but I wouldn't mind being your girlfriend for longer than just Valentine's Day.